Yeah, Coach, division game, going in here, what did you all learn from, going against these division opponents last year that may be fruitful or helpful for you this season?
I just get more used to guys. I mean, the more you go against people, the more you know what to expect. You know the adjustments. They changed coordinators during the year last year, so we saw two different ones and the two times we played them. But, just playing the guys over the years and stuff, you see some similarities. But the main thing with going against guys is you get used to it.
Ryan to Allen.
Yes.
Just any emphasis in the division games? I know y'all, want to get back in that
room? Well, all games are important, but, the division games are usually the most important because those are guys, your goal is to get into the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, then obviously your goal is to go to the Super Bowl. But winning the division games is the best way to get to the playoffs, and that's why they are usually the more important.
What do you see from their secondary? It's been banged up a lot. I mean, you see maybe, take advantage of that for sure.
Anytime a team has the injuries they do, that's usually what people are going to think. But, I know it's going to be a challenge. I mean, they did a good job last week. I think the Giants have as good of receivers as there are. I know we do too. But, they held the Giants to 9 points, and, they struggled to get in the end zone too. So it's, regardless of who's out there, they got a good scheme. Their guys play hard and got a lot of respect for their defense.
And that's what Matt said earlier in the week. He said, yeah, they're giving up yards, but coming to red zone, they seem to be tightening up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, New York didn't get in there, and, just going against them last year, we moved the ball real well versus them, but we didn't get in the end zone enough. So, it's how many points you score, and they've done a good job of that.
Kyle, what about so far in the two games you played this year, the way Matt has really utilized the personnel that you have and helping you guys get into the end zone? Because it seems like he's really spreading the ball around too.
It's been nice. Teams are going to take advantage of teams are going to have to do something to Julio with how good Julio is, and everyone knows that. And, you really hope who's one-on-one, and we feel pretty good about those matchups. But it's nice when he's not. He's got some bad looks. There's a lot of other opportunities out there at the tight end position, the receiver position, and the running back position. So you got other guys who have made plays, and it makes it easier. You don't have to force it into tough looks. You can go where the coverage tells you, and when you do that, it kind of balances the field out, and it makes whose catches a little more valuable. You might not have the same numbers for who and stuff, but I think the result ends up improving the offense.
And tempo, we've seen, of course, in the huddle some, the way you guys try to dictate, Saints would do the same thing, but what about the way, I guess, the overall offense is feeling with some of the changes you've made when you decide to go no huddle and the way they really adapted and been able to really keep the tempo going?
That's definitely a question I get a lot here. I wish I could explain it better to the guys here because it does confuse me a little bit. I mean, that's the same no huddle we did last year too. It's the same I've done for probably the last 4 years. We did it in a number of games last year, a lot. And, versus Oakland, we definitely did it the most that we have done it. I'd say the most we did it last year was probably 2 quarters. We did it versus Oakland for 3. I think that had a lot to do with that it was working. When you don't get into third down, we only had 10 third downs in the game. That means first and second down were going real well. So you stay in it. Usually we stay in our no huddle and you get to a third down and you try to get it in your best personnel grouping and stuff for that third down. But versus Oakland, we happen to not be in many third downs. So why stop it? You keep going until they stop you. And fortunately, they didn't stop us very much.
In New Orleans, will the sound be a factor with the no huddle? Can you hand signal that, or is it hard to run it down there because they're so?
No, it's the same issue everywhere, and I mean New Orleans, especially on Monday night, will probably be harder than most. But I mean, it was extremely loud in the Black Hole last Sunday too, and I thought the guys handled it well. So it's not just the no huddle or huddling up. Sometimes no huddle can be easier because you quiet the crowd a little bit. So it's both. Sometimes they get going with the no huddle, and you have to communicate with signals more. So there's never one type of deal that's easier than the other. I always say, and there's really no absolutes in football. It has to do with what you're going against, the situations, and you got to be ready to adjust to anything.
The league stat book shows that last season you guys didn't run the ball up the middle a whole lot, and just this year it's been a very different in that regard. You ran up the middle with great success last week. Is that the Alex Mack effect?
No, it's just the game plan. Not many people have had success running outside zone at Cleo Mack. He usually dominates whoever he's going against. So we try not to put our players in too much of those situations, and more because of what they were doing. And it worked out well for us, which I think it made it a little bit easier to run outside zone later. But that's something that we look into every week, and it's always what we think gives us the best chance based off our own players and based off what we're going against in their players and their scheme.
Kind of a broader question. We see more teams like Los Angeles with, you know, Mark Barron or Dion Buchanan in Arizona. More and more teams are sinking that safety in there and kind of playing the linebacker full time. Kind of going to the up the middle type question, do you think as a play caller and play designer that will lead you to more trying to test some of those 210 and 215 pound inside?
It could. You know, it depends on what those guys are in front of that linebacker. You know, the D, it usually starts with the D line, and then the second thing you look at is the linebacker. So, if they got little guys in there, it makes it a lot easier just to go straight downhill on them. But sometimes they got little guys at the linebacker level or the safety level, but they're stacked behind some huge guys underneath. So it's never one specific area. You got to look at all the situations. And to me, the main thing is whatever you do and whatever you're good at, it's a long year. Somebody's going to stop it. Whatever it is and whatever the situation is. So you got to be able to balance the field out, whether it's in the run game, the pass game, concepts, or just who you're trying to feature and get the ball to.
It's funny you bring that up because one of the things you had success with last week was the three tight end look and everything. How did you feel that went for you? And I'm sure teams will adjust.
Yeah, you know, we did a good job with that, especially, you know, those tight ends. Did a real good job. You know, and we did a little bit of three tight ends the week before, too, versus Tampa. But I think we got the personnel to do it. We got a good group of tight ends. And, you know, if we think it gives us an advantage what the defense is going to do, we'll jump in we call it 13, but we'll jump in three tight end sets. If we think it gives us an advantage to be in three receiver sets, we'll do that. If it's four, it's whatever we think gives us an advantage. And what's nice is when you do have the players, you have options. If you don't have three tight ends who can play, that's never an option for you, regardless of how good it looks. So I feel that we have the personnel that we could go really any direction that we want. Just us trying to decide what gives us the best chance.
Go ahead.
Up front for them, Davidson, Farley, and Jenkins, how's that rotation playing for them?
I mean, they've been mixing them in. I mean, they play everybody. You know, they've also had some bad injuries, too. So, you know, we know we got to be ready for everybody. I thought their guys have played well. You know, Cameron Jordan's been their guy over the years, you know, who's always been tough to handle. He's still a very good player. But, you know, they got a lot of solid guys. And I know people say that they're not a high defense and stuff, and I think that's because of stats. But I know it's a huge challenge every time we play them.
Tevin is starting to come around, of course. He said he just really didn't know the offense last year. He said he had a hard time with the motions and shifts and his responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Have you seen, how much of that growth have you seen, and when did you see it really start to develop for him?
I think the easiest spot for most rookies is when you get away for a while and then you come back. And you come back and you hear the same stuff again, and it's just, it's easier. They're not as stressed about it. They get a little overwhelmed with how much is put on them at first, not just with the amount of offense, but also the time that is spent in the NFL compared to college. It gets overwhelming. It's a long season. That's why you always hear about the rookie wall. I thought Tevin did a good job as a rookie, but I don't think a lot of rookies aren't as confident for that reason, because they're just swimming. They're trying to hang on. And a guy comes back and he hears the same stuff and he's like, man, I already know this. And now they're just going out and feeling confident every day. And all they're focused on is trying to make the right run reads, trying to make guys miss. Trying to do what it takes to be an NFL player. And it's tough when you're trying to focus on just your job and not actually being a good player, and makes it easier the second year.